Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 28th, 2009. All the geek and the weekend is here on time.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for that. And I shouldn't have to pull that what was it looking at? 10, 11 hour day?
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Yes!
All right.
So it's already starting off as an even bonus, better weekend than before. Look at you with all your reporter gear. That's so cute. That's fantastic. Everyone, it's the Flintstress.
She feels she needs to be more than a nice ass bouncing around the room. Oh, yes, now she feels she has to be equal to the men. Isn't that cute?
It's adorable. What a cute reporter you are, too. What a goofy damn moment in that movie. Cannibal the Musical. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry, these are the kind of things that I like to think about at times because I'm Billy Flynn.
Right, I get it. You're cool. You're not mainstream.
That's right, man. I'm hip. What? Don't be hating.
This is a good one. All right, let's start off with today in history. In 1830, Tom Thumb, the first locomotive built in America, ran from Baltimore to Ellicott's Mill.
Oh, well, there you go. And 1837, pharmacists John Leah and William Perrins of Worcester, England, began manufacturing the Leah pair of Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, and burgers were never the same.
Never again. Oh,
in 1884, the first known photograph of a tornado was taken near Howard, South Dakota.
Wow, how do you get that to sit still?
Right? Say cheese.
1895, the first film to use actors, The Execution of Mary Queen of Scots, was shot in West Orange, New Jersey. Been over 100 years, and look how far acting's come.
Yeah, right?
Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox.
In 1922, the first radio commercial was aired in America at 5:15 p.m., and it was 10 minutes long.
Good Lord, so they created infomercials on the radio?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, 1938, Northwestern University awarded an honorary degree to Edgar Bergen's dummy, Charlie McCarthy.
Well, if he's got a degree, then he's not much of a dummy, is
no,
he?
No, well, Edgar Bergen didn't have one.
Next I have is 1963, where 200,000 people participated in a freedom march on Washington, D.C. This is Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech.
Oh, and in 1964, Bob Dylan introduced the Beatles to marijuana in a New York hotel and thus created Sgt. Pepper's and everything else and the weird fashions of the 70s, I believe.
Alrighty then.
I'm just saying. Okay.
With birthdays?
Sure.
Can I go on to birthdays? I'm starting with country singer Leanne Rimes is 27 today.
She was awesome in that Nora Roberts movie.
Mm.
J. August Richards is 36. That's Gunn from Angel.
I had him on my list as
nice.
Well. The D, rocking it out. Jack Black, 40 today.
Awesome. Jason Priestley is 40 years old today. Brandon, Brenda, everyone. Sorry.
Shania Twain, I guess it's a day for country singers. She's 44.
Nice. Billy Boyd is 41. That's Pip from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. I had Jennifer Coolidge, 48. She's Stifler's mom
in
American
Pie.
Mom. But she was also in like Best in Show and a couple of those fun Christopher Guest
She's
movies.
Good stuff. Daniel Stern's 52, the narrator from The Wonder Years. At this time, I realized I was over half a century old.
And I had David Soul, 66 years old.
Don't
That's
give
our
up on
Ken
us, baby.
Hutch Hutchinson on Starsky and Hutch.
Ken Jenkins is 69. Dr. Bob Kelso on Scrubs. Got anybody? Oh, and this also would have been the birthday for Pat Morita.
Yeah, rest his soul.
And Jack Kirby, the one and only Jack Kirby. This date, 1917, brought us the Fantastic Four, X-Men, Hulk, Captain America, your mom. I mean, just everybody. And tonight, on television, on CBS, it's the Patriots versus the Redskins. Go Skins, deal with it, Sam.
Woo-hoo!
I'm a Redskins guy. I know they suck, but I'm a fan and I can say it, so hush.
And the preseason doesn't count for much, but it's
doesn't
a good
count.
Opportunity to see
Just
what we've
like
got.
Juvenile Records, they'll get wiped in a few weeks.
ABC has reruns, Super Nanny, Ugly Betty.
Tonight on Fox, on Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader, it's 2 hours of it, and Deborah Norville's on. I don't know that it takes her an entire 2 hours to play the game, but...
Okay, maybe she's not smarter than a fifth grader. AMC has Out for Justice, followed by Fight Club.
Wow, there's one entertaining movie and one overrated one. I'll let you figure that out. BET is showing Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horrors.
Really?
Yes, indeed. It's Halloween somewhere, right?
Right. Well, Bravo has Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Sure.
They lost Project Runway to Lifetime, so they got to show something?
Apparently so. Tonight on Sci-Fi on Eureka, the whole town experiences memory loss, at least as far as anyone can remember.
Spike TV has another movie on, Resident Evil.
Oh.
The first one, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first one. History Channel, Lock and Load, Arlie Ermey looks at armored vehicles. Just in time for that armored movie with Samuel L. Jackson. Yay.
Ah, AT&T is showing The Pursuit of Happiness today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we haven't seen it. We don't know.
Ion Channel. They can't even spell the name right. Ion Channel showing End of Days, the Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, look, the Millennium's coming.
Wow.
A whole bunch of Millennium movies. If I'm watching anything on this fine, fine day, though, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel because a man and his wife postponed their sailing trip to care for some juvenile delinquents. Tonight, Treat Williams and Nancy Travis provide safe harbor.
Aww.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
Or at least one of them. Hello, my geeps. I just wanted to let you know that I'm helping spread the GRD love on our own website, JustUsLeague.com. He specifically says that there's not a ding. I wrote an article about you all and the geeky goodness you send out on a daily basis if you want to check it out. And he sends us the note. That'll be in the show notes. And that's also in the fine forums over at GeekRadioDaily.com because we want everyone to know about it. And on a cooler note, 1 week to Dragon Con. Woo!
Yay!
Can't wait to see you all there.
Woo!
Yes, indeed, sir. This has been, as always, surreal. Aw. So, yeah, we're less than a week now.
Yeah.
I mean, a week from today, we're in the thick of it. We're standing in line waiting for Kirk at this point.
Wow, that's right.
If you think about, oh, craziness, craziness. So, yes, you too can send us notes. We do love those and help spread the love. And thank you for doing that, Surreal. Send us some email at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Wow, I almost missed the bell. Almost hurt my hand missing the bell. We'll get a Band-Aid. In the meantime, we'll look up some of that movie information and get your geekified news on this Friday, August 28th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, kids. I'm an astronaut. And when I'm not performing highly technical maneuvers on a space shuttle, I like to listen to the Accidental Survivor podcast. The Modern Gaming podcast.
That's right, kids. 9 out of 10 astronauts surveyed preferred Accidental Survivors to Tang, except that it was mixed with vodka. You can find us at accidentalsurvivors.libsyn.com. Accidental Survivors. You don't need to be drunk to enjoy it, but it sure helps.
Hey, Srock Lofton, all you nerds out there, you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, August 28th, 2009. Sorry, the weekend. It's been a long week.
For you, I know it has.
Oh,
baby.
You haven't had a long week?
I've got long weeks coming up.
I know you do. I'm just saying, it's been a crazy one. So, you know, we'll enjoy yours when the weekends get here. That's, yeah, that's it.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Why, yes, and some people have ideas for movies in 3D.
Are you talking about The Final Destination?
The Final Destination. Not just Final Destination. They're specific this time. The Final Destination, which is in 3D if you're in the right theater, because otherwise, why the hell would you watch it?
It had a pretty decent rating on whatever I had seen, Yahoo Movies or something. I think, you know, as long as you know what to expect from this cheesy 3D gimmicks, that it's just going to be a blast.
I enjoyed the first two Final Destination films, and I'd really like to see one in 3D, especially if they throw Ellie Larder at us.
Yeah.
But I doubt that happens. Hey, Halloween 2 is out.
It's October?
Yeah, of course it is. No, it's
no,
not even
it's
September.
August.
It's close to September.
Okay.
Rob Zombie back picking up. First off, he said there was not going to be a sequel to his version of Halloween, and now here it is. And so somebody said to me, so what, it's a remake of Halloween 2? Well, yes and no. It kind of is. There's elements from that, but it's a sequel to his remake of Halloween. So if that makes sense.
If you enjoyed it, then you might enjoy this the second time around. Then in kind of limited release, this one looks really interesting, Taking Woodstock. The one about the making
the Ang Lee.
Woodstock,
yeah.
And it looks like really fun.
And where else are you going to see Lee F. Schreiber cross-dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I heard he got a little giddy.
A little
he enjoyed
giddy.
It.
Well, and who doesn't? Wow, can you wait to see Sabretooth? Sabretooth cross-dressing. Maybe that's why he ends up so angry in the first X-Men movie. Okay, fine. So, yeah, limited release, you've got that, and pretty much nothing else. So, Halloween 2 or The Final Destination, what's going to be number one? Call it.
The Final Destination.
I think so, because
yeah.
That's the one I want to see right there between the two.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So sorry I didn't give you the story yesterday, but I figured it just had to be a joke. But no, it looks like it. Yes, Fox developing a TV series based on Heathers.
Okay.
There had been talk about a Heathers remake. We talked about that a couple of months ago. But apparently, no. Why do that when you can make it for TV? We had the title and talked about doing a film remake, said Lakeshore Prexy, whatever the hell a Prexy is, Gary Lucheski. But doing it for TV seemed like a fresh and original idea. taking a movie that's old, turning it into a TV show. You know, like St. Elmo's Fire. You know, yeah, seems fresh and original. So, Heathers, the TV show, the show, the movie about kids killing themselves and a psychiatrist. Yeah, I can't wait to see how that plays out week to week.
Yeah, it's not exactly a serial type of adventure. Yeah. I don't know.
No, so we'll see.
Yeah. News from across the pond today. Scientists in Britain say the most cost-effective and practical method to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere is artificial trees.
What?
Okay.
You mean like the Christmas trees we put up every year?
No, not quite. They're giant looking things. They're 12 meters tall. How many?
I don't know.
I should have looked that up.
It's my understanding there'd be no math involved.
Giant fly swatters, and they absorb carbon dioxide from the air that's floating by in the breeze. So,
okay.
You know, not regular trees. But aren't regular trees still better because they absorb carbon dioxide and contribute oxygen?
Exactly.
I don't know.
And apparently they sound like they have better shade because fly swatters have holes in them.
Yeah, but at least, yeah, that's true. This will cost about $25,000.
A piece?
But, yeah, but they can absorb the amount of carbon dioxide produced by like 20 cars.
Wow.
So it's not a fix. We still need to cut down on fossil fuels, but it could be kind of a Band-Aid in the interim.
Okay. Hey, we've been talking about it for a while. We've seen rumors of it for a while, but today it's official. Microsoft has dropped the price of the Xbox 360 Elite by $100, so now it's $300. Still 120 gig hard drive, and it just doesn't come with your HDMI cable inside anymore. But you've got one of those now.
Right.
You have one, so there's nothing to worry about. So yes, if you've been holding out, this is your time. Get that and the $100 savings you can use to buy the Ethernet cable and Batman Arkham Asylum because it fracking rocks.
Or you can go online to cafepress.com and buy panties.
Yes, that'd be awesome. And model them for us. Mm. What? You could?
Okay.
We'd love that.
Another story that I had, I did kind of go for two environmental stories,
hey, that's
but this one was super,
save
super
the world.
Cool. According to a new study, leftover watermelons from farms' harvests could be converted into 9.4 million liters or 2.5 million gallons of clean, renewable ethanol fuel every year. Destined for your car, truck, or airplane gas tank.
I thought you were going to turn this into a story about liquor.
No, watermelon is a peculiar fruit. Every year, farmers are leaving 20 to 40% of their crop to rot on the ground.
They could bring it to me.
They're ugly ducklings. They are fine on the inside, but they're misshapen or weird, and no one was going to want to buy those in the store.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Right? So about 360,000 tons of watermelon just go to waste. And this team was like, okay, well, let's see if we can use this to make ethanol fuel. And it looks like it could be done. So it's not going to replace corn, but they don't really need any new technological advancements in order to make this. So it would be a really easy, you know, cost-effective waste kind of useful in making gasoline.
And it wouldn't make, you know, pop melon.
Well, not gasoline, but you know what I mean.
Pop melon doesn't sound as good as
and it probably would smell good, too.
You know? Yeah. And of course, I'd be siphoning people's gas tanks. Glug, 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 glug.
And the cars will be spitting out the seeds.
Okay. Alenka Kleban and Tim Milano have a very cool job. See what I'm doing there? At the Canadian National Exhibition. They go inside and get to make sculptures out of butter. And why not? That's what I would say. They spend about 7 hours a day inside a nice little refrigerated box. It's about 10 degrees Celsius, whatever that is, all you people with your foreign measurements. They come out occasionally. This year, their butter sculpture must follow an outer space theme. So they've opted to create the butter statue of Yoda.
Awesome.
We've got the link. It'll be there in the show notes and, of course, over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. This isn't really a news story that's going to change your life or anything, but how many damn times can you possibly in your lifetime say, yeah, I saw a giant butter sculpture of Yoda?
It's pretty geeky.
Mmm, tasty.
Good on bread, I am.
I'll say. Geek Radio Daily, please subscribe. Drop by iTunes. Write a review. We like that kind of thing. Hey, stop by Twitter. Start following us, Geek Radio Daily, all one word, because that'll be helpful when you help participate in our Dragon Con show that we'll tell you about over Twitter, and you can participate live.
Woo!
Charity lies on the Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative United States 3.0 license. Send us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Dick, or the Bruce of Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of angels.
tell us some secrets that you've learned.